now's the time for us to encourage you just to take this moment and talk to the Lord. It's a time for you to recognize all of the areas of your life that may not be turned over completely to the Lord. Whatever the case is, I'm encouraging you right now, wherever you are, to find the time to talk to God. There is no better time than the present, and whatever area of your life that may have some hidden disobedience, now's the time to let it go and let God take control of your life. There isn't anything in this world that you shouldn't be able to give up, and I know it's difficult. We have families, we have jobs, we have homes, but God still has the cattle on a thousand hills. It's still His. God still has mansions that He's preparing for His children. I'm encouraging you, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, to reach out to Him right now. Wherever you are, wherever you may be, there's no time. Just pull over if you're in the car, bow your head, and let God take control. I've learned that God is always willing. He's always able, and He's always available for redemption in our lives. I know that you have difficulty. I know that you have problems. I know that you face different situations on a daily basis, but today is the day that you are going to learn to give up everything that you have to God first, that you're going to dedicate your money to God first before you dedicate it to yourself, before you dedicate it to your family, you dedicate it to God, that you'll dedicate your life to God first, however you work, your body, wherever it is that you may be employed, that you dedicate it to God first, your family, your relationship, your marriage, that you dedicate it to God first. And I promise you, I guarantee you, when you give yourself and everything involved with you to God, then God begins to turn the tables around. You'll find deliverance where you could find no deliverance. You'll find that you have deliverance when you were in bondage before. You'll find that you have peace where there was turmoil before. You'll find that there is happiness when all there was sorrow, when you are able to give it to God first. Now, wherever you are, I want you to bow your head, because we're asking right now that we dedicate our lives to God. I want you to pray with me, and I'll pray in your hearing, and I want you to pray in your heart, even as I'm praying, that God would do something strange with your life. If you don't have a family, a church family, now's the time to reach out. Call somebody, call a pastor, call a deacon, call a sister, call a brother, and find that relationship. Find that assembly where you can find brothers and sisters that are worshiping the same miracle-working God together. If you don't have a relationship with God, today is the day that you start your relationship with God. If you feel like you're too filthy, you feel like you've done too much, there is no place where God can't find you. No place where God can't touch you. No place where God can't redeem you. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. That's the reason for the sacrifice of Christ. Heads are bowed and we're praying. Father in heaven, we thank you for redemption. We thank you that in spite of ourselves, when we didn't even know we needed a Savior, you are already on your way to Calvary. So we're asking right now, Lord, that you would come into our lives, that you would take control of every aspect, every secret place, every secret thing, that you would crack open the doors of our hearts, that you would blow our minds wide open so that you can fill us with your Spirit. God, there are some of us that are praying that don't even know how to pray. But Paul said, when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit takes the murmurings and translates them in the kingdom of heaven. So God, wherever we are, we're asking that you would come into our hearts, that you would take control. There's a mother that's trying to figure out how she's going to make ends meet. Teach the mother to give everything to you first, and you'll meet those needs. There's a father who's trying to figure out how he's going to support his family. God, teach him to give up everything to you first, to take care of your business, and you'll take care of him. There's someone that's looking for a church family, looking for a relationship with you, looking for something, some sort of love, some sort of affection. God, right now, let the Spirit of the living God reign in that person's life. We know that you're able. We know that you're willing, that you're available. So God, do these things. I ask you to go into these people's lives right now. Take control. Do your own bidding. Let your will be done in the life. Erase our sins. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings and bring us into a closer devotion to you. But Lord, teach us that giving a little is never asking too much, that you didn't think that it was too much to give up your life for us, so there's nothing that is too much to give up for you. We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. For those of you that would like special prayer or testimony or just want to have somebody to talk to, feel free to call our prayer line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-268-9389. That's 1-866-268-9389. There's always somebody waiting to hear from you, waiting to pray with you, waiting to share your testimony. We ask that you do this because God is reaching out to you. Thanks a lot.